We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Jody Cameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. You know what escaped me, John? We didn't even talk about it yesterday. It happened 2 days ago. A lot of times the Eagles practice squad does not get much attention. But did you notice that?
I wonder where you're going with this.
Yeah. Did you notice, John, 2 days ago the Eagles cut Travis Fulgham?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I did not notice that.
Oh, you didn't see it?
No.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Yeah. Yeah, off the practice
squad. He's gone. And Miami has now picked him up. So Travis Fulgham, who was on the Eagles practice squad 2 days ago, is now a Miami Dolphin.
Wow.
So what a fall.
Grace.
What a fall. I mean, I don't know if there's ever been anything like it in Philadelphia sports.
Well, it's like Dom Brown is the closest thing I can think of.
Yeah,
like
but
unbelievable month.
Yeah, but here's where it's a little different than Dom Brown. Dom Brown, it is similar, don't get me wrong, but Dom Brown was supposed to be very good.
True. Travis Fulgham came out of nowhere.
Yeah, Travis Fulgham was this random dude who was like nothing, and then for 1 month was an outstanding wide receiver, and then just slinks back to being, I'm not trying to be rude, but back to being nothing again. So he's gone, signed by the Dolphins, and no longer an Eagle. Just a really bizarre thing in Philadelphia sports history. All right, let's talk to Cordell right now in West Philadelphia. What's going on, Cordell?
Hey, what's going on, John?
Hey, man.
I just got a couple little comments to make. All right, here it is. We about to play the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on Thursday Night Football. Should be a good night. All right. All week long, we haven't heard any positive conversation at all after a victory. You know what I mean? I'm really having a hard time dealing with you guys because you guys are so negative.
All right, Cordell, the floor is yours. Listen, I'll take the hits. That's fine. The floor is yours. I want you to pump up. I want you to pump up the audience. I want you to pump up John and I.
First of all, I want to criticize some folks for being so negative about all these Philadelphia teams.
Yeah.
All right? Either we're going to be Eagles fans, Phillies fans, Sixers fans, Flyers fans, or we not. All right?
Yeah, you're not keeping it real. You're not keeping it real. You can be a fan and be critical. You're not keeping it real. Now, I'm giving you an opportunity to pump up the entire Delaware Valley with your Eagles enthusiasm, and it needs to be more than just you want it to happen. Tell me why we should believe in the Eagles.
Listen. You want me to pump them up now? When you done shot them down all week?
Cordell, I'm giving you a third chance. I'm telling you right now, this is the last chance. Last chance. Pump them up.
No, listen. I'm gonna say this, and then I'm gonna get off. All right. All right. You guys need to really check out your fanship. Otherwise, y'all need to just get off to another city. Period.
Okay. All right. I'll give you a fan moment. That was a bad call.
I
gave him three opportunities. He's coming at us for being too negative.
Yeah.
Fine. I'll take the hit. I got no problem with that. I don't think John and I have been wrong this week, but fine. You think we've been too negative? No problem. Tell me what we should be positive about. I gave him three opportunities. And every time he kept saying the same thing. So that's a swing and a miss by Cordell. And I love Cordell. He's a great caller. But that's a bad call.
I wish there were answers that he could have given.
Yeah, I mean.
That's the problem.
Come on, man.
Yeah, you can't have it both ways. You can't not want it to be negative, but then not actually be able to be positive.
Correct. Exactly. Oh, my God. Let's go to Keith in Northeast Philly. Hey, Keith.
Yo, guys, how's it going?
Hey, Keith.
What's up, dude?
Happy Football Thursday.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
It's got a different ring to it.
Quick stat, the last Thursday game they played was against Green Bay. I was there at Lambeau. Great time a couple years ago.
Well, that was a really shocking win.
That was awesome.
Pretty
thrilling,
man.
There were so many Eagles fans there, too.
Yeah.
The Eagles, like how they played the other day, Joe, they kind of remind you how you've been playing on Beat the Hammer. Like, you've been winning, but you haven't been impressive at all.
I'll take that hit also.
And
when he's right.
This is coming from a guy with the 1-0 record against the Hammer.
Well,
you
know? Listen,
so I feel like I have the right.
Well, right, but you don't have 169 wins.
My winning percentage is 1,000. What's yours?
No, I understand, but this is like in baseball where a guy goes 2-for-2 in a game. He doesn't qualify for the batting title for the season.
Oh man! If I got through all the times I called, real quick on the Ben Simmons, like I was just talking with the Minnesota, I would do this for D'Angelo Russell and like Beasley. But dude, Russell's not bad. He averages 20 a game. He's not afraid to take those outside shots. He gets to the lane. Like I would,
Keith, I don't think he's a winning player. I am mildly intrigued by D'Angelo Russell if it's part of a bigger package.
I
don't either. Yeah. That's the problem. I mean, I've seen enough of D'Angelo Russell to know that he's a pretty good player, but he's not nearly what people thought that he would be coming out of college. And he's definitely a lesser player than Ben Simmons.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Like, I don't like Ben as much as a lot of people, but his defense, he's the most versatile defender in NBA. Joe, I would take that bet, that $10 bet with James. He's going to play. So you're saying their stipulation was if he gets traded, they play in 7 days.
They play in 7 days. I was more annoyed with James that he wasn't willing to acquiesce
he put
to that.
Too much stipulations on it, though. But he's not going to get traded in the next 7 days, so he's going to play.
I think he's going to play, too. I really
do. Absolutely. And like you said, he got to get his trade value. Like, I don't want him there either, but, if you could boost his trade value, that's cool.
Yeah. All right, Keith, give me a great fan moment.
I got a good one.
Fan man
from that. The propeller,
dude, that was unbelievable. Keith, good phone call. Fan man, and he showed up twice. The second time was at a Super Bowl. The first time was during the Evander Holyfield Riddick Bowe fight, I believe, early 1990s, 93-ish, 92, and he landed on the ring on Riddick Bowe. He landed it on it, banged into his back in the middle of a fight. It was unbelievable. James, I will take the bet if you still want to make it.
Oh, look at you.
I think it's unfair that you won't give me the out that if he gets traded in 7 days.
Always need an out, man.
I
made a statement. I said I don't think Ben Simmons will ever play for the Sixers again. That's my statement. That's what I'm willing to say. And that includes whether he gets traded, not whatever. I don't think he will ever suit up for the Sixers again. You can make me that bet or not.
Okay, I need one clarification.
No,
this is not a stipulation. It's a clarification. Okay. Preseason games count, right?
Sure.
Okay. I'll take the bet.
Good.
$10.
What?
Done.
$10.
Now, I think it's,
Couldn't we make it something a little jazzier than $10?
Seltzer has to get another bad haircut?
Okay.
I didn't think it was
my
bad.
Wife again,
I'm not taking
man.
Shots at your
thought,
wife.
I thought it was nice.
I'm taking shots at your haircut.
I thought his haircut was fine.
My haircut was my wife, and she felt super, uncomfortable about it.
What was wrong with
the
haircut?
I told you about this.
John goes, what was wrong with the haircut? Then he makes a face to me.
It was just short, but I told you. My wife did it. She felt super self-conscious about doing it in the first place.
No, honestly, I don't remember.
I remember. It wasn't just short. It was choppy.
I thought it looked short.
Short and choppy.
I mean, the gall, too, choppy. Coming from you.
Guys,
cut your own hair.
Hey,
it looked horrible.
The worst haircut ever of any of us was when I cut my own hair during the pandemic.
It was bad. I didn't make fun of you, did I?
I mean, I had spots. I mean, you could see my scalp on the side in one spot. I mean, it was so horrible. It was so horrible.
I don't
horrible.
Remember.
Oh, my God, was it bad. I'll try to find a photograph, John, because it was really bad. That's when we took a photo of me. And then people started doing all sorts of weird stuff. And
I remember that.
I can't remember.
People took it in a very uncomfortable direction.
Oh, my. I'll look for some of those old
photos. There was a theme with that.
It got really weird, man. Let's go to Connor right now. Connor, you're on WIP. Connor. All right, we'll get Connor in a better spot. Let's talk to Chris in Middletown. Chris, you're on WIP.
John.
Chris.
My man, James.
Christopher.
Yeah, the Muppet Weasel.
Chrissy, you don't even merit being called Christopher.
you slimy, grimy weasel you are.
Listen, let me tell you something here, man. You're lucky you're not in front of me. I'd knock you out.
You need to name the place, date, and time, my friend.
Here, now, and 30 seconds from now.
I still got Richie's dollar in my hand. I still got Richie's dollar in my hand, too.
Richie's dollar from what?
I don't know. You were complaining months ago about he owed you a dollar, and I still might pay him.
He owes me $5.
You just got to get it from my hand. Yeah. All right, I'll have $5 in my hand. You got to get it out of my hand.
Well, go play Capture the Flag. See who gets the flag in the end.
Are you guys going to fight?
Yeah, we might fight at this point. This is good. All right, Chris, talk to me.
We'll get in a ring. We'll box. Anytime.
We'd pay money to watch it. I'm just saying. I'll throw that out there. We could do it for charity. I would pay money to watch this.
Chris, I would be out of breath within 17 seconds, and that would have nothing to do with you slugging me. I would just be tired. Shadow
boxing. Would you wear a shirt?
No, well, not if it's boxing.
Yeah.
No shirt.
See, Joe, the thing is, I know what you look like. You have no idea what I look like.
Yeah.
That's a good true. Point. Okay. Very true.
And let's leave it at that because I would love to box you.
All right, Chris.
You feel that confidence? You feel that swagger, you know?
There you go. All right, Eagles and Bucks.
Like that saunter swagger, you know?
Eagles and Bucks.
I want Joe walking into the ring and just looks at Chris and goes.
All right, Eagles box.
Eagles tonight. You smelling it? Like Winston told us, you know, we're going to eat us a W tonight.
You're the first person to say it, Chris. No one else has said it. And honestly, I've barely thought it. It's possible, but it's so unlikely.
In a crazy way, I'm feeling like that Patriot game, you know, with Chip Kelly. You know, we're out of nowhere.
I
they
know.
Just like completely – I don't know. That's how I feel. That's the only reason why I'm saying
that. Every year
it
feels like there's one of those games. Last year we went to San Francisco. No chance on Monday night. They won it every year.
And we could put all the things out there, any given Sunday, blah, blah, blah. But I don't know.
But that doesn't often happen against this quarterback. I mean, when we did it against San Francisco, that was against the guy that we cut here, Nick Mullins.
Boy, was he bad.
He was sure bad.
All right, Chris, give me a famous fan moment.
And how sad is it that that's what we have to count on to win a game? But anyway. Famous moments. I'm going to go with something that is so famous. We celebrate it every single year, this gentleman. In Major League Baseball, as soon as I say the name, you're going to know there's so much tied to it, and it's so historic. And during one of his most historic moments ever, two fans ran on the field when Hank Aaron hit his 715th home run. The names were – I looked this up because I actually didn't know the names, but it was Britt Gaston and Cliff Courtney.
Yeah, no, that's a very –
during that moment with the Hammer and Hank.
It's a good answer.
It is, and it was, of course – in the midst of a lot of security worries for Hank running around those bases.
Death threats and all that.
Yeah.
That's why his mom, that's the classic why his mom runs out there.
I know. All right. Let's get to, as we do, usually on Fridays into a Sunday game, but in this case, Thursday into a Thursday game. Thursday night football tonight, we go inside the game. John with some X's and O's related to tonight's matchup. John.
I'm going to include Chris because he wants to fight you so badly in this inside the game. His point that he's feeling it. Mm-hmm. This could be the night that we shock everyone. It actually could. And I want to stress, it is not impossible for the Eagles to win this game. And the way that we can do this is big plays. We have speed on the outside. We have the ability to push the ball downfield, I think, if they just unlock it and let Jalen Hurts go downfield. It's going to require big plays. And this Tampa defense can be thrown upon. Now, their run D has allowed 45.8 rushing yards a game. I've never seen a stat this low in rush yards per game.
Yeah, it's amazing.
45.8. That's first by a huge margin. They're first in rushing touchdowns allowed. They've allowed one all season. They are first in average yards per rush. Now, passing, they've allowed 327.5 passing yards per game. That's last in the NFL.
That is a ton.
It is a ton. They are so banged up. Both their starting cornerbacks are on IR. Carlton Davis and Sean Murphy Bunting are on IR. Their fourth cornerback, the fourth, not even the nickel, third guy, the fourth cornerback, Ross Cockrell, has played more snaps than any of their cornerbacks this year. Like, he's their most dependable cornerback, their fourth stringer. Richard Sherman has come off the street to play all but one snap in each of the last two games. Now, Richard Sherman is he's not able to run like he needs to, but the guy's like a computer. So he knows his own shortcomings. He's going to play around them and
but
compensate.
He's near the end of his career. I mean, this is
Yeah, he's not a quality cornerback, but he will alert his teammates. Like, to compensate for his physical shortcomings, he's going to watch a ton of film. He's going to be out there announcing to his teammates what we're going to run before we run it from a formational perspective. His brain works like that. So we can't do what we've done because they'll call us out and they'll be there before we are. This game is exactly what the Eagles front office and the coaching staff have feared most because it's the kind that's entirely on the shoulders of Jalen Hurts and his arm. Mm. They have a short week to get him ready to do what they're afraid to let him do. And Tampa, you know, their defensive coordinator, Todd Bowles, he's much better than the way he looked as defensive coordinator here in 2012. He's going to run a ton of zone, three deep and four deep. They'll run bump man every once in a while to mix it up. But zone means tight windows, no matter, you know, windows. He's going to have to throw the ball into windows and be reasonably accurate. And we have to call plays that force the ball downfield because we're doing exactly what the Bucs want if we do the short stuff like we've done all year. They average, like, the shortest average yards per pass allowed in the NFL. They want to keep everything, you know, short and then rally to the ball. Mac Jones, actually, he completed 19 straight passes against this defense. Rookie quarterback. We can do that. Take little bite, but throw in the big play. These cornerbacks can be burnt. Let's double move them. I have some faith in our offensive line being able to protect long enough. We need to take risks. What do we have to lose, really? And we have to do what we haven't done this year. Just put the ball in Jalen's hands and take what they give us, but take those big risks. He can have a huge night tonight. Good. I truly believe that. He can have a massive night. Numbers wise, they just have to uncork it.
I'll tell you this, and that's inside the game as we do twice a week, once a look ahead and once a look back. One of my thoughts there, John, hearing you, I might play Quez Watkins tonight in fantasy football.
Sure.
Because if Goddard doesn't play, Quez is going to play a lot.
Yeah, I agree.
And he could, you know, I mean, usually I go with Brandon Cooks, but he's got a bad quarterback in Houston. So maybe I put Quez in there. You know, John,
I think it's a good play.
It could be a good play. You know, you mentioned Richard Sherman. I don't know if you guys have thought about it, how almost ironic it is that Sherman and Brady are on the same team after some of their stuff. You know, this goes back 7-8 years, but remember the "you mad bro" thing? Richard Sherman getting in Brady's face when Seattle beat New England in Seattle all those years ago.
Oh yeah.
And then there was another famous moment, but it was I thought a really cool moment from Richard Sherman when Richard Sherman and Seattle lost that Super Bowl when they were back in there the second time. They lost to Brady, and the very end, Brady kneels it down, and immediately Richard Sherman goes right up to him and puts his hand out to shake his hand. There's a huge picture of that at NFL Films. I mean, Richard Sherman, who we all know is as fierce a competitor as there is, and, you know, he lost the tough Super Bowl. I mean, if Marshawn Lynch gets in there, Seattle's going to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And he doesn't. If you remember, the Patriots had the ball at the half-inch line, but then there was a five-yard penalty that he got to move it out and blah, 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 and Brady got to kneel it down. It was cool. But those guys had a lot of history, and they're teammates now. 215-592-9494. Coming up, a thought I had related to Ben Simmons that I had not even considered until about 40 minutes ago. We were talking about Ben. John said something or someone said something. I thought, oh, I wonder if we'll try to pull that. I want to ask John and James, do you put it Ben Simmons to try to pull something? What it is, tell you next on an Eagles game day. Jared Cameron, John Ritchie on 94 WIP. Hey, you guys hear me talking all the time about how much I love to take a hot bath. I certainly do. And there's nothing better than knowing that with a parts and labor plan from PGW, when you need hot water, you have hot water. PGW's parts and labor plan is great protection for your natural gas heater and other natural gas appliances. And when your appliances run efficiently, You spend less and you keep more money in your pocket. There are plenty of plans to choose from, and there's never been a better time to sign up, and it's so easy to do. Go to pgwplp.com. Again, that's pgwplp.com, and choose the plan that's right for you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.